Howdy, folks. Welcome to a special episode of Dungeons and Randomness. Before we get started today, don't skip this. We have two really important announcements. One, on January 25th, the Kickstarter for our comic book goes live. If you follow us on social media and keep an eye on the links in the description, we will let you know the second the trailer goes live, and you can follow the Kickstarter campaign and have it notify you the second it goes live on the 25th. We've been working really hard on this, and I hope you enjoy it, because it's going to be an 80-page comic book all about the White Ravens and the time period where Group One is missing. So you get to see what happened when they were away. Now, a little bit about today's episode. We asked you guys what we could be doing better, and one of the things that was really apparent was that you wanted to catch up with groups and places and people that we just haven't gotten to in a little while. Now, one of those groups was the White Ravens. What happened when Poe left Onakul? What happened when he got back to Overdale? Well, we're going to show you a bit of that today. This is a bit of a lighthearted episode, and it's because there are 5 Mondays in this month. So don't worry, there are still 2 more episodes coming. So if you're waiting to get back to the other groups, don't you worry, we'll start on that again next week. Now, before we get today's episode, we need to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. It's been a little over 6 months since Group C met up with Poe and Onakul, and eventually convinced him to head back to Overdale. That's where he would speak to Liara, and tell her that he wanted to properly bring back the White Ravens. While their intentions were good the previous outing, sending untrained adventurers out into the field, against what was discovered to be even greater dangers than they thought originally, was completely ill-conceived. They put their heads together and figured out that a school that would teach new adventurers what they needed to know in order to survive in the wild would be their best bet. For the previous month or so, the first batch of trainees has been studying and learning slowly from their tutors, and tonight is their first sparring session. Taking place in the old abandoned arena, this will be their first taste of actually using weapons and magic. Let's check in with them now. For the last 4 weeks, it has been endless book learning and homework and theory and negotiation tactics and how to put on armor, blah, 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 blah. Like it's just, you didn't even get to pick up a wooden sword or anything for a while. And last week they finally, when I was in school, every once in a while, they'd let us have like an elective in gym, and it's like, oh, fencing. And it's like, well, that sounds fun. Swords. For the first week, you don't even get to touch a sword. It's just like, well, here's how this works. And here's the proper foot placement. It's like, oh my God, I want to stab something. And that's what this is, right? When are they going to get to the fireworks factory? And then finally, your teacher says, okay, I want you all to show up in the old arena tonight. They don't use the arena much anymore. So they've kind of converted it right now. The Ravens are using it as kind of a huge teaching ground. It's a place where no one's going to watch you, no one's going to see you fall on your ass or anything like that, and there's plenty of wide open space to make sure that you don't hit yourself or each other. And you all show up, and you're going to see someone new there this time. William Tenbolt has been the person who's been teaching you, a younger guy in his 20s, and again, mostly stories and book learning. This person looks to be a little, I don't want to use the term wormier, but real nerd, real, you know, bookish, big, thick bifocals. And he's carrying a stack of papers, just a big old stack. So when you walk into the set, you're thinking, it's like, okay, we're going. It's like, oh my God, there's more papers. Like, are we doing night homework now? Is that the big change? And he's going to call you and it's like, all right, blah, 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 everyone, gather in. The guy even sounds boring. It's terrible. Good evening, class. I am Liam Broadband. I have been instructed to lead the class this evening. I understand that your usual instructor is away on a mission currently, but I assure you, I have plenty of experience, and I will be happy to lead the proceedings this evening. It's a bit of a field trip. But first things first, I'd love to take roll, if that's all right. So, for my own edification, I'm going to call your name, and, if you'd please, tell me a little bit about yourself and, your experience so far, with the White Ravens Academy. Let's start with, Claire. And he's kind of like, he has no idea which one of you is which. You're just names, and it's like he's got his Claire,
and then you see
Bueller.
There's a 5'11", so short for a Minotaur, but 130 pounds, so real skinny.
God. So if you turn sideways, you disappear.
Yes.
Okay.
5 strength, guys. Anywho, present. It's been informative. I've, in theory, I'm not certain if I really have learned 3 new spells. I guess I'll test those one day.
Oh, I assure you, you'll have plenty of opportunities to test out your new skills. We're all about safety at the Academy. We don't want a repeat of past mistakes. Colrin. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm fun. I like hanging around with people. And the color black.
Oh, alright. Well, it's a little late at night. Maybe you're more of a morning person.
No.
Fair enough. Moving on.
Vanelli, as she has kind of ashy gray mottled skin covered in fine silver fur. She looks very, very craggy and just craggy. And her horns are all cracked and crooked. And she kind of gets up with some difficulty.
Tarambell, hello. I expect you to eventually abandon me like everyone and everything in my life has, but I am happy to be here in a group with people. I like people. It's good to be with people.
I'll be with you.
Oh, thank you.
And Claire does the thing that Susan just did. Put her head in her hand, just like the shame, like, oh God, face palm down. What am I surrounded by?
Please don't leave me.
I'm going to be honest. So far, I'm not digging this reboot of Friends. good Lord. That was very heavy for an introduction. I assure you, I will not be leaving you, at least before the end of the class. I will be here the entire time. I have never missed a day of work.
I know everybody lies, but I will believe you until you abandon me.
She starts weeping.
Someone please cradle them and get them some moisturizer. Sveta.
Oh,
is it Sveta or Sveta?
Sveta, yeah. You had it right the first time, and they kind of like look up this clearly a child.
Oh God!
and they're doodling, like it's just like. Like there's like lots of like stick figures like fighting with swords and stuff like just like not yeah I'm here I came here well I'm here to find my destiny and help save people and all of that but yeah
of course he's gonna adjust his bifocals. Good Lord, are you old enough to be in? Enrolled?
Yes, definitely.
Oh well, all right. I assume someone looked into that before I got here. I won't micromanage. It's William's class. You might want to tighten the straps on your armor. It seems to be loose and not yours. But okay, class. Very important. This evening, we're going to be doing some actual physical training. And I know that some of you have complained about most of the school so far being about theory. But I assure you, our guest speaker today will know a thing or two about being prepared. All right?
So by guest speaker, do you mean that we're going to, like, fight and teach us some of that?
Eventually, yes. You won't be fighting the guest speaker, though.
The guest speaker speaks.
So are we doing, like, stuff today?
Yes, we will be actually training tonight. That's why I asked you all to bring your equipment.
Finally! And...
Yes, quite. Now, he's going to kind of wave his hand and, into the arena is going to walk a halfling. She's about 4 feet tall, so you know, typical halfling height. The ladies and gentlemen, this is Sora Greywing, a veteran of the before the academy even existed. She was a white ring. So Sora, take it away. I'm sure you have lots of knowledge to impart, and I won't stand in your way, please.
Okay, so I assume everyone is like gathered around in one area, and Sora's coming from the other way. So she's coming from behind them, and I assume when he like presents her, they'll all turn around to see her. And so she's going to say, "Can I have everyone face forward again, please?"
So away from you.
Yes.
Oh, this is where she kills us. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
And then when everyone does that, she's gonna take an arrow. And she's gonna make it fly past them. She's not gonna hit anyone, but it's gonna all scare them. And she'll say, "You never turn your back on the enemy."
Wow. Okay. How close?
I kind of want to roll.
I know. Me too. Hold on. You are not the only one. Okay. Let me. Okay. How close? You're trying to prove a point, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to pick one of the four.
What do you mean? Okay.
I want you. Who are you going to graze? You can't graze all four.
Maybe the sickly minotaur, the two yes. old people, what, or the
what
child.
If, what if I what if I shoot arrow into that stack of paper? Just ruin that.
So you want to fire at Liam?
I think that's fair. I think that's probably the safest option.
Okay, you know what? So you're going to ask them to turn around so that you can watch... So yes. They can watch you potentially execute their teacher.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what I need you to do. All I need you to do is roll a flat d20, and as long as it's in 5 or below, you're going to ace it.
Okay. Oh, God, no.
So Liam doesn't turn around, so you just see his face horror stricken.
No, Jason, no, it works really, really well. He throws it right through the papers, and all the papers go flying, and it's this big spectacle, fun thing that happened, you know?
I just like the visual of we just turn around just at enough time, to see him like, whack, just right in his head, and he just collapses. Just enough time to turn around and see you kill him. Like, that's...
Oh, no.
Or it gets his thumb or something.
Yeah. How much damage? What happens, Jason?
This is a fun haha game.
Okay. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how mortally do you wound this man? 10 being very dead. 1 being just kind of nicks him. Please roll a d10 for me. I'll give you a second chance to not kill a man today.
I thought you were just asking me, and I was going to be like, oh.
No! No. Roll it. Let's see.
4.
Okay.
Okay, 4. So, Sora's going to walk into frame. It's like, would everyone please turn around for face forward? Thring! Now, she is going to deliver the line, never turn your back on the enemy. And the second you say the word enemy, you hear, oh my God! And he is going to, papers are going to fly everywhere, and there's going to be an arrow shot into the left side of his belly. And he is going to fall down and just, like, oh! And then... Jesus God, go ahead.
And then you hear a whoosh, and then you see where Claire was, a lantern hit the bleachers or wherever they're sitting and, like, rock back and forth. She went into her genie den.
So Smutty is just like as soon as like Leon said it was like better, and just like, oh my gosh, like vibrating in their chair, like they're so excited. This is the most exciting thing that's happened like since everyone got here. Like, this is fantastic. And then they're just like, oh my gosh, is he a secret bad guy? Did you know about this? Oh my gosh, did we get to like do divine justice and stuff on him now? That's right. Was he a plant all along? Oh my goodness, this is so exciting.
What would Sora's reaction be?
So, what Sora is going to do is she's going to calmly walk to the front. This is William Tenbolt, right?
No, this is the substitute teacher. This is Liam.
That makes more sense. Now it makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to...
Never missed a day of work.
I'm going to go... That's so funny. I'm going to go to... Liam, and I was gonna say lean down, but Sora's like 4 feet tall. let's assume Liam has taken a knee because he got hit in the belly. Sora's going to calmly walk to the front. She's going to lean over to Liam and whisper in his ear, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Please, I got this. Go help take yourself to the infirmary. They'll get you all patched up. Again, I am so sorry. We can talk about this later. I promise everything's going to be okay.
Already you can see a couple of medics. Like, oh my God. Like, these people are just standing around eating candy bars because it's like... You guys, like, we're in the paperwork portion of it, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, like, they're just, like, they're, it's like, bandages, like, they were not prepared for this.
Okay, at this point, like, Savannah, like, grabs their, like, weapon and shield, and it's, like, running up, like, they're so excited, like, I'm gonna help, and it's gonna be great, and they're just, like...
So the medics are like, oh, hold on. And Liam's on the ground. It's like, oh, it was a complete accident. It's totally fine. This is why we have insurance. I did organize a little sparring session today. So if you just call out to them, they'll come out and they'll like, just like he's in quite a lot of pain. And the medics are going to take him and leave. He will recover. It'll be fine. He'll probably miss a couple of days of work.
Perfect.
Wait. And so why are you letting them take him away? They need to know that he's... Well, we got to take him down, right? That's what you're here to do?
Sora's going to calmly turn back to everyone. So from their point of view, everything is going exactly according to plan.
One of your students are missing.
Oh, that's true. One disappeared and turned into a lamp.
I'd like to point out that this is the first 45 seconds of class like this.
Well, this is
Source is going to turn to the class and she's going to say, that was lesson number one. Never turn your back.
But he you was have to facing always... you.
But he was the enemy. But we shouldn't have turned our back on him in the first place. I get it.
Exactly. Now, I'm here to be a guest mentor of sorts. I can answer any questions you guys have. We also have a sparring session scheduled today, which I would love to help you guys with. I do specialize in ranged weapons, specifically archery. So if any of you guys do that, I would love to help you with some hands-on experience. Before we start, does anyone have any questions?
Oh, me.
Yes, you.
By the way, it's just funny that it's like they're like noticeably shorter even than Sora. Like, it's just like, it's just great. What was your first mission like? What is it like to be out there to be doing justice and heroism and all that?
That is a great question. Sora's contemplating how deep she wants to get with this group of people. So she's going to say, well, I saw a lot of bad things happen. It's a dangerous world out there. And that's why we have to be prepared. And that's why you guys are here at this school. So what happened to me doesn't happen to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to go into detail, I will.
You tell that's in character. You tell.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that you lean in after that and be like, "Hey, I'll tell you more later."
Well, I'll tell you more later.
I've been asked not to get too gruesome, but your teacher is dying, so I'm gonna.
I may have shot your teacher.
I'm already off book.
Well, now that it seems safe, the lantern's going to light up and then the skinny minotaur's going to reappear.
How did you do that?
That's a fair question.
Magic.
That's a fair answer.
Okay.
I don't think you want to go around advertising your packs, so...
And then he's just quiet, just staring, unblinking eyes at Sora.
Well, they don't think he probably doesn't have eyelids, so...
Exactly.
So, any other questions?
No.
Okay, then let's get started. And Jason, you said there was, like, people waiting or something?
Yeah, you're... So
bring them out, boys.
You're gonna. There's gonna be someone behind a pillar, and they're gonna go, psst, Miss Greywing, can I get a second of your time?
Sora's going to look at the glass and say, "Excuse me, one moment," and she'll walk over to behind a pillar.
Behind a pillar, you're gonna see this human man, long hair. And he's kind of wearing like leather straps and like kind of barbarian gear, but he's painted green head to toe, and he's carrying this helmet with like tusks and stuff on it. I don't think this is cool. I don't know if this is like okay. He's clearly dressed up as an orc to fight.
Oh. Okay.
He's like, hey, they paid the three of us in advance, and I totally get that. I want to do my job. It's just, you know, with the stuff going on up north, that just, you know, this city's got a history. I don't, you know, it's just, might be a little insensitive.
Okay. Sora's going to say, you know what? You're completely right. I did not plan this. I just showed up here. So, please go ahead, change, and just into some leather armor. Just be normal people doing some sparring. That's all you guys need to look at. So if you want to tell everyone else to do that as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the three of us. As long as I don't have to put on the helmet. You know, I mean, the other stuff we could kind of explain away, like, oh, we're fungus monsters or something. But like the helmet.
Or like you're an easy target so they can see you.
Right. Oh, yes. We'll go that way. But just.
Yeah, no. No helmets. It's perfectly safe.
Okay. Doug, we don't have to wear the helmets. And he's just shouting to a guy. And they're gonna go get ready. I'm gonna load up a map for you guys while you get ready.
You come back and Colrin's still just staring at you. Just I'm sorry. Barry, it's like he's expecting you to do something without blinking, just staring.
Oh, okay. Sora's going to look at him and say, "Can I help you with something?"
You're my teacher. You're supposed to do something.
Didn't you see it when she shot the bad guy with the arrow? That was so cool. She's already doing so much.
But what do I do now?
Well, we're getting ready to start doing some basic sparring. So things will be happening very soon, I promise.
Okay.
Things. So while I'm loading this up for you guys, I just wanted to say, Kelsey Bravo on that icon.
Yes.
Holy hell, that's genius. I love it.
Thank you. As soon as I was like, baby,
the icon.
Yeah.
The Teletubby baby.
That's perfect. Very good.
Claire's gonna raise her hand. Miss Greywing, I have a question.
Yes.
I have daggers, but I don't usually use those. Can I use spells? They're hard to hold back, though.
As a person who does not cast spells? How about we stick to the daggers today?
I've used them like once. Ever.
I don't have daggers.
To eat.
To eat.
You
regular teacher should have showed up today.
Yeah, like, okay, I just need to know, how is Sora, like, taking this class?
Like, William is so earnest and diligent, and it sucks that it's like, okay, class, be on your best behavior for the substitute. What happened to the substitute? Like, I feel like this is every teacher's worst nightmare.
That was, it was like the substitute's substitute shot the substitute. So I'm the captain now.
We're going rogue, baby.
Like, I imagine when they told you, oh yeah, you're going to be, like, talking to, like, a group of prospective White Ravens, the students. Like, this is not the class you were thinking of.
So, this is non-lethal. And these, these guys are kind of, okay, you know, like in, women's self-defense training course type stuff. Like, you got the guy in the padded suit and, like, you know, so you could just wail on him. Kind of like that. So, you know, these guys can take a little bit of a beating. You're not just going to murder them straight out. You know, you're not going to Sora any of them in one shot. Like, you know what I mean? Unless you guys tell me, like, okay, unless you do, like, if you had the ability to do fireball, like, that's a thing. It's like, okay, guys, come on. But, yeah. Could I have everybody do me a favor and roll initiative?
Including Sora?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Every time I see a little baby pop up,
Oh, Jason, can we, at least in the beginning, roleplay the combat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. This is sparring. Yeah. This is, they're not going to come at you. They're more, it's like, do I do it? Like, it's like, this is very, like, first week martial arts class type of thing. Like, very,
I'm very familiar with that.
Perfect.
It's no contact sparring.
Yes, but there's a little contact.
Okay, so, can I go?
Yes, please.
Okay, so, Sora's going to look out at the enemies, quote unquote, and say, these people want to hurt you. Not actually, so don't hurt them back, please. But let's pretend that these people want to hurt you. Your first step is to look at them, be aware of them, know where they are, and memorize it. Now, you, and she'll point to Colran. How do you say his name?
Colran.
And say, now you, what would you do first in this situation?
They want to hurt me? Attack.
Okay, so go ahead.
And then, so he's got this big fluffy black cloak on, because why not? He's going to raise both hands wildly into the air and scream at the same time. And glowing purple bells are going to appear all in the air and start ringing all around Orc One as he's screaming. So kind of the 0 to 100.
Yeah, I was about
right
to say,
off the bat.
Wow, okay.
Let's see.
Okay. So, Orc 1 is going to succeed.
Yeah. So nothing happens. So that's even better. So afterwards, the bells stop ringing and just disappear, and I put my hands back down, and nothing happens.
I feel like the guy's going to be like, is that it? Like, kind of looking around, like, is that all? Is that how it's supposed
and
to go?
I'm going to look back to Sora. I attacked.
I feel like, okay, several feet away, did you? Like, just like, are you sure? Am I, like, checking himself? Like, am I okay?
Just wait.
So Sora's going to nod her head and say, okay, now my advice for you would be next time, hit them. For example, like this.
Oh no. You're going to kill someone else.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah.
Do they get like visibly afraid?
Yeah, I think, okay. They probably had a conversation about their problematic cosplay. And at some point they're like, where'd the teacher go? And then like they kind of, it's like, they kind of get a little worried. It's like, I don't know if this is worth the gold they offered. Like, if this is like unskilled labor type of thing. So, before we do this, if you roll a crit.
But Sora brought her blunt arrows.
Murders a guy. And if it's blood and it goes through someone's eye, I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Like, they're dead.
Just for the lulz, like, if you roll a crit, we're going to do something wacky.
I'm crossing all my fingers.
What if they're just, like, those Velcro ones? And the guy like Nerf arrows. Yeah.
I'd like to think you would have shot one of those at the teacher.
That's true.
Like LARPing arrows with big giant foam tips.
Yeah. Lightning bolt. Like you just.
Option.
All right. Control. So what does Sora do? Paint a picture.
Oh, am I? I am targeting. God damn it.
You're
okay.
Targeting. So this is all Orc One. This is the same dude.
Yeah. So Sora is going to, this is more of a demonstration than anything. So Sora is going to like very calmly and gracefully, take an arrow out of her quiver and, knock it on her bow all in one motion, pull it back, aim, and let go.
Does this arrow have a name, like Exhibit A, maybe? Or...
Don't and admit to it. She's aiming for just like right in the middle where there's lots of like padding and stuff.
Exactly.
So I'll just shoot this and we'll see what happens.
Champion. Wait, 19. Yeah, you're champion. That's a crit.
Yeah, 19 is a crit.
Guys, okay, so here's what happened, everyone. Here's what really
He's
happened.
Dead.
I still
roll a 19, and it's very exciting. Except if I roll a 19, it counts as a 20.
No! I'm like, guys, I think champion fits Sora more than battle master.
But I love this entire thing that just happened. I go way above and beyond. Bells appear, fluorescent lights, and just like sounds and everything else. And I'm screaming. Nothing happens. I put my hands down and go, I attacked. And she's like, well, like this. And then without looking, like still making eye contact with me, hits him like in the right testicle.
Can I? Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Wait, we need to see if it rolls on the table.
Okay. Let's just focus. Okay. Give me a 1d10.
How dead is he?
Is this comical or uh-oh?
Really, really funny. It's super duper funny.
I think it's pretty comical.
It's so complicit in a crime. It's hilarious. So funny.
I think it's very funny for Sora.
Which one's the guy that I talked to? Orc 1, 2, or 3?
That was 1. It's the same guy. It's the same guy that Colrin attacked. It's the so let me paint a picture, just the sequence of events.
I love this.
So what's
this is not what I thought.
Since she just went off the show.
Okay.
Is Sora going to get arrested?
I don't know. Like, I think waivers were signed, but like,
I'm crying.
My headcanon for this is that Sora's been folded over and over like a samurai sword that she's unintentionally deadly. Like, she's such a survivor that she can't help. She can't pull punches. Like, it doesn't work for her. So, okay. This poor guy. Wow. Okay. So, Greg walks up to you and he's like, hey, man, we were talking. This is a little like, you know, it's a bad look. You know, in 1266, it's a bad look. So, you know, walks up to you and it's like, oh, yeah, don't even worry about it. No problem. So it's like, okay, guys, no helmets. We don't have to wear the helmets. You know, you start the fight. Colin rings a bunch of bells. He's like, that's weird. So, like, he's just waiting for something to happen. Sora says, no, 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 like this. She knocks an arrow back and puts it right through Greg's head.
No, I don't! Oh, Jason!
Now, they didn't have to wear the helmets.
Jason! Why would you do
that? The guard's gonna come running after.
God, what would have been a 10 on that?
Really. But he's like Phineas Gage, right? Like, he's fine. He'll just have anger issues.
Now, when I say through the head, what I mean, like, okay. He's gonna turn, like, to the left, just a bit. Almost like he's looking back at his buddy. He's like, bells, it's weird. And it's going to fly through his open mouth, back through his cheek, and kind of pierce his jawbone. He's going to spin around and fall face first on the ground. He is not dead, but he is not well.
Yeah, but he's not dead.
But he's not dead.
And he may never be able to eat unassisted again.
his solid food eating days are in question. His buddies are going to look like...
And there's blood, like, for sure.
There's blood everywhere. These two are going to look like, is that part of it? Like, is that what we signed up for? Like...
They signed up to die. Just
everyone's like... going to look at Sora like, at this point, are you fucking nuts? Like, you took the teacher out, and you said it was fake. You told the other guy. That's why he did bells. Like, fucking same team. Like, so much so. That orc, too, is going to start trying to rub the green paint off. Like, it's like, oh, it's the paint. That's what it is. I'm not a racist. I tried.
So I was going to hold her hands up and say, everyone, hold your fire, even though she's the only
We're all just standing with our arms down at our side. You're the only one with your bow out.
But it's like, so, like, even more exciting. You're like, oh my gosh, I knew that one of them was going to be a secret bad guy too. Oh my goodness, you're so cool.
That's how you do it.
Round and just weeping. Everybody's out to hurt us. And just weeping and crying.
Colrin goes over to you, puts his hand on your back, and goes, there.
She will latch onto your legs and just sob and cling.
As Sora's walking over to the orc, calmly, very calmly, she looks over
at... That's even more frightening!
Yeah, no.
Somehow.
She looks over at the two of them, and she goes, yes, that's good. We need camaraderie together. And she walks over to the orc, and she's going to do the same thing she did with the substitute teacher, where she's going to lean out, and she'd be like, holy shit, I'm so fucking sorry. I didn't mean to do this, I swear.
Like, conscious? Just like...
I, like...
split personality.
He's going to... Again, he's kind of like, he fell down, like, boom, like, he fell down on his right cheek, thankfully, right? He's going to turn and the feathers of this arrow are now part of his hairstyle in a way. Like, it's back here on the side of his ear. What the fuck? Like, he's just, like, he's can't.
And then just when he tries to move, his jaw muscles just, like, screaming. It's like the pain.
I can't imagine the pain. The only thing I can think is one of those X-ray attacks in Mortal Kombat where you can see the, like, that's all I can think of. He's just going to, like, he doesn't scream, because as soon as he goes to open his mouth, like, just in total pain, and he's gonna look at Sora and just kind of like scamper back, like it's so much more frightening that you calmly walk over like the fucking Punisher and just like, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
That's the second time that's happened. They're starting to think you're not so sorry. And the two other orcs are looking at him, and he's gonna like give it, like he's looking back at, like, he's so dedicated to educating, he's just like, it's fine, like, but he's gonna go scamper off, and effectively this orc is dead. He's going to just take himself off the battlefield. The medics haven't even gotten back from taking leave.
Oh no.
Please tell
two
me.
Two orcs remaining.
The shaft of the arrow has Sora carved in it. Like, yeah. they know
like fucking,
that
like,
this arrow is from.
Like fucking Black from Mortal Kombat?
Like, they get back, they look at the arrow, they look over at Sora, they're like, really? Like, give us a chance.
Oh my god.
It's orc crazy.
Now, two. The rest of the class. This appears to be part of the plan? Mm-hmm. Question mark?
Absolutely.
So, like, that's lesson number two.
That's what I was going to say. Lesson number two.
Hit him.
Hit your target.
Always wear your helmet.
Always wear your helmet. No, that's so, okay. Lesson number two. Always make sure you're wearing the correct protective gear, or something like that could happen to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she's like looking each one of you in the eyes.
To people that aren't secret bad guys that we're here to kill.
No one's a secret bad guy here.
No, that's what you said. They're secret bad guys.
I did say that. They're only secret bad guys in our imaginations. But they're actually good guys.
But you killed them, so they have to be secret bad guys.
I didn't kill them. I would like to state for the record, and she's just like shouting so someone else can hear, that I did not kill these people.
Echoing in this empty arena at night. I just...
Orc one over on the sidelines, just like covered in blood, like writhing in pain.
The poor medics get back and they're like, I guess we remove this? I'm so sorry. Like, just the other two orcs, quote unquote, are reluctantly, like shakily putting these racist ass helmets on, but it's like, I don't feel good about this. Yeah, if it's this or that, like, I guess. I'll just donate to a charity after this or something. I don't know. Orc number three is going to kind of look at Sora. Do I go now? This is my turn. Do I do it?
Yes. As you guys can see, now one of the enemies will attack and it's your turn to defend.
So... this orc has a big foam great axe.
Like how they have foam weapons.
Why did I get a foam weapon?
They're not in training. They're the one. So orc number three is going to move towards Tarimbal. Are you still crying?
Yes.
Oh, actually, crying on my leg. Yeah. So I guess.
So
I
like, okay. So sequence of events. Bing, bang, boom. Orc number one's out of combat. Orc number three is feeling not so great about all this. Probably should have just worked retail or something, but kind of like moving toward this crying, like with a foam accent, like not really putting their heart into it. Like, I'm, cosmetically kind of look like an orc, but not really. Backstory to come. Like, they're trying to rationalize this. They feel terrible. I'm gonna hit you now. Get ready.
She cries harder.
Still wrapped around my leg. Like, that's the thing.
I knew Mother would send people to get me.
Sobbing. Lady, I don't know you. I just, like, I'm just trying to do my job here. So, that's gonna hit. So, boop! One damage. To
and wails, just like, I'm always the one being hurt. Why me?
He's gonna check the weapons, like just kind of like, this is not, that shouldn't have hurt. That shouldn't have hurt. Sveta. This'll go well.
Sveta's just gonna run up to this guy and just like yelling, like,
no, I'm not gonna let you hurt my friend! And you're gonna do this, like, cool, like, clearly something that they've practiced a lot in their free time, like, dodge roll thing. Just they can get on the other side, like, probably like between his legs because they're small enough to do that.
Oh, God. 14 will hit.
Okay. And I'm going to do a smite.
Holy shit! What god gave you powers? This is terrible. This is
apparently a monitor.
By the time that the medics get back, there's going to be three severely injured orcs on the sidelines waiting for heals.
They're just a really excited kid, and they think they're helping out and doing good. Listen, sometimes adults set a bad example.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the day after a substitute came and the teacher would come in and talk to you all about how you behaved when the substitute was there? I feel like tomorrow is going to be.
Well, I have a feeling that conversation would be like, we're not going to get that substitute again.
I mean,
just following the example that was set.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. Either you guys are really bad or fucking awesome. I don't know how I would categorize this.
Like, hey, if these bells. Were...
Yeah, most right, of this is four. This is...
Well, let's see what happens. Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh my gosh. That's a pretty good damage.
Their total HP is 15.
Oh, no.
14 is gonna... It's like, oh, God! Like, just describe how this hits them.
Well, like, yeah, so there's, like, this, like, cool, like, dodge roll, like, between the legs, pop out from the other side, and just, like, stick out their rapier, like, right into kidneys. It's like, that they've been practicing, they know where to aim. And it's just, like, as they, like, reach out, it just, like burst into this, like, bright glowing sunlight as it just, like, sinks into the blood. And they pull it out. He probably just collapses. They just, like, look over at Sora, just, like, beaming, like, look, see? I did it. I'm helping. like looking for approval.
I feel like Orc 3 would quickly call a timeout. just a quick, oh, that's great. You did good. Like, just limp off the battlefield, get away as, like...
Internal bleeding.
Orc number two. Yeah, oh. Hi. I mean, effective. You did good. Like, just, you know... Taryn Bell.
So Taryn Bell will, still crying, get up and just kind of look over at Sora and then look at the orc. Like, with puppy eyes, like, do I have to?
Orc number two is going to go, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. As you approach Orc number two, okay. He's going to reach into his back pocket. He's going to whip out this scroll. There's going to be sketches of his kids. One by one.
Just, you love your children?
Don't listen to him. He's trying to worm his way to your heart. It's all a ploy.
My parents never loved me. And then she will stab at him with her rapier.
Oh. He went the wrong way with it.
Just revenge. Just.
Well. Hey, that'll hit.
Okay. And, oh, I can't do my sneak attack. Oh. Do damage.
Hey, five.
And then she will... what's a cunning action and get the fuck away. She'll hide by her friend.
Claire, you're up.
Okay. Claire's first gonna glance over to Sora standing next to her. Just be like, still? Just like a reassuring glance, like we should still hit him.
Sora's going to say to her, you can if you want, but lesson three was going to be always know when to stop. And that's it. She's not giving you any more advice.
She's not enough
to. You have to figure that out on your own. What's right for you?
Kill him. And then he's putting away like the picture of his kids. I think I've learned enough. Again, I don't know how to use these daggers, and I if I cast something, I might kill him. So thanks for the good lesson.
You're very welcome.
You're supposed to stab him.
It probably still has food on it. I.
Well, then it does more damage later.
Orc 2 would be like, man, I've learned a lot. I think this has been... Good job, everybody. Good job. Big claps in an empty arena echoing up. Good work.
Why is the most sane one the one that made a pact with the demon?
That will take you out of combat.
Oh, man.
The spell I wanted to cast did a minimum of 1d12, and it could do that twice.
Oh, no. Got kids.
I know.
It's okay. I was going to follow it up with Ray of Sickness, 2d8.
Oh, no. I cast cancer.
Exactly.
Would Sora have any parting words of wisdom for the end of this particular class?
Of course she would. So Sora is going to sort of have everyone gather up around her. She's going to say, I hope you've learned something today. Because I have about myself, and I need to go sit with that. But as for you guys, I hope I've imparted with you something that you'll remember.
Oh my goodness, this was the best class we've had ever. We've learned so much. Thank you so much. I hope you come back again soon.
I do not know if I will be allowed to, but I thank you for the sentiment.
It's like 12-year-old has like blood on them from when they snapped. The guy just like sparkles in their eyes, just like beating at you.
As Sora is kind of like, okay, gather in. The second that Orc 2 knows that he's no longer needed in combat, he's going to shirk the helmet off and run in a serpentine pattern.
I'm going to send everyone cookies that I hurt.
I don't think the one guy can eat cookies anymore.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. I'll send him a milkshake. Ground them up into a...
Guys, I think that's a pretty good time.
Oh, God.
To stop.
I just want to see if I would have hit him.
This made my week. Like,
it's not. I think we're legally obligated to come back to this group at some point.
Oh yeah, of course.
Almost lightheaded for how much you've been laughing.
This made my week. Like I made a comment earlier. Oh my gosh.
Oh, they would have. They would have. Wait, why did they get?
They would. I hit it twice, but he would have failed.
He would have failed. Oh God! That would have killed. That would have. That would it. Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Good call, Susan. Good.
No, see, that would have just been perfect. We've been following our teacher's example.
So this is not the session I thought it was going to be when we set it up, but I think it's 10 times better. Then whatever was going to happen in alternate reality. Fuck, good job, everybody. That was...
This made my week.
That was a
I think I have a plan.
I like...
What are you guys doing for Theriathon? I want to get this group back together.
Yes.
And pick up with them down the road a bit.
Our
and
first adventure.
I think it's time for a field trip. I think.
That would
please
be
let
fun.
Sora be leading it. They're just Sora, take them on an adventure. Just take them away from here, please. Just please.
I want to hear
take them on a camping trip.
Yes.
Like, who has a talk with Sora after this? Like who in the leadership has to like?
I feel like the stories, like, okay, in my head, it would be like. Liara is obviously queen.
Mm-hmm.
Poe spearheaded this initiative. He's like, no. I think what they need is a school. This is why. And like, William's running the day-to-day. Poe is in charge of the actual school. So Poe's going to get a bunch of fucking, like...
Letters from parents.
Like, probably, like, okay, a lot of injury reports and everything. And it's like, I think the story would sound so exaggerated to him. That it'd be like, okay, I'm sure she didn't do that. So it was an accident, plural, and that's not the Sora I know. I'm sure this was just a misunderstanding. Take these kids on a field trip. Like, I think that.
Our field trip be to map out. What was it that they had a map?
Oh my god.
That house?
As long as we're doing fan service, let's do fan service, right? That was great. Seriously, guys. That fucking, holy hell, that was amazing. Just, ugh.
That was awesome.
I did not expect any of that.
It was definitely the Sora show and worth it.
Yeah, it was so good.
So
I hope people don't get mad at Sora. It wasn't my fault.
It was
very, very against me.
No, they're with you.
Yeah, they're with
you.
So
many crits.
Mm-hmm.
There never has an opening line in action so dictated. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Set the tone for the rest of it. It was so perfect, Val. So perfect.
And my plan was going to be do the thing, be all angry, and be like, I'm just kidding, you guys. But I couldn't do that then.
But instead, we all just turned around, saw him got shot, and go, ah!
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Please don't go anywhere. I know this was a bit of a sillier session than we probably would have planned out, but I don't think we're done with this group, and I'm sure things will get a little heavier in time. For now, we really hope you guys enjoyed this, and we're going to keep trying to schedule sessions around catching up with people, places, and things around the area that we just haven't checked in with in a while. If you have a suggestion for something we should tackle next, please leave a comment somewhere on our social media. Leave a comment under this episode. Let us know. You can also send an email to dandrpodcast@gmail.com. That's dandrpodcast@gmail.com. And until next week, everybody take care of yourselves. We hope you stay healthy, and good luck with your game.